do not fall behind in content marketing today. One of the biggest factors that I've seen personally for getting your website ranked in AI is content freshness. So you can't rest on your laurels right now and say, oh, we've been doing great. We created 200 blogs and 300 pages over the past 5 years, and we're ranking number one for a high value keyword. Content freshness is a huge ranking factor. You got to feed the beast, so to speak. The LLMs want to ingest content. Google wants to ingest content and is looking for new information. So make sure you're creating content regularly and publishing.
Welcome to Above the Legal Limit. I'm your host, Justin Chopin, business owner, lawyer, dad, world's best husband, traveler, and adventure seeker. On this podcast, we mix business with pleasure. We'll dive into growth strategies, entrepreneurial adventures, the business of law, and prove that business isn't boring. So let's get ready because we are going above the legal limit. Hey, all right. Well, hey, welcome to Above the Legal Limit. I got a fun guest today. Super excited to talk to David Arado, who is the CEO of Lexicon Legal Content. I had to read it because, man, no matter what your name is, even if I've known you my whole life, I will just screw it up. And so I have to read it or else my brain doesn't work that way. So, hey, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
So let's dive right in, man. Lexicon Legal Content. Legal content, well, that's kind of where I live my life in, legal marketing. So what do you do for us? How does that work?
All right, here's the quick pitch. We create SEO-focused content for law firms throughout North America. Our biggest clients are either tend to be marketing agencies, but we also work directly with law firms. Okay. So it's a lot of blog content, press releases, third-party posting, guest posts, practice area pages, anything from a full website build to a standalone blog. We help with that.
You know, SEO, we talk about this a lot over here. It's like, it's in a weird place right now. You know, First it was SEO is king. Then it was SEO is dead. People will still want to say SEO is dead. And I think what I'm saying is actually, I think SEO is just going to get replaced with the exact same thing, but just augmented with AI. But when you look at it, like AI and SEO are not crazy different. They're very similar sort of in that it's just that one's going to take a deeper dive, I think, and have less issues of perhaps, or different issues of relevance maybe than just like your standard sort of what Google thinks people want. Now it'll just be a robot telling us what it thinks people want. What's your take on that?
I feel like our industry is really struggling to distinguish artificial intelligence optimization or GEO, AIO, AEI, whatever the acronym du jour is, from traditional SEO. And with good reason. It seems that the basic principles that have worked for SEO for decades create great content that answers a user query succinctly and well, is how you get yourself both ranked on Google still in the traditional organic search results and into the AI overviews, which, by the way, are appearing for 76% of legal searches and are also taking up more than half the page. So I think
I love it, by the way. I love the AI overview. I use it all the time, right?
They're fantastic. I use AI mode too. The reason I point that out is I think it's devalued organic position one. Because if you think about it, if you got AI overviews taking up half the page, then you have sponsored results, then's organic position one, who's going to scroll that far down?
Right.
Right. Right. So
it's a very discerning consumer, and which usually for us means it's not the best case.
Absolutely.
You can say that. That's the truth.
So SEO is changing. What's important is changing. But I think the basic fundamental principles of creating content that answers a user query and is helpful to the user still stands.
Well, I'm always amazed by SEO. I know it's important. I know we need to have it. I know I talk to my marketing team about it a lot, about what kind of content we're putting out. It used to just be blog posts where it was all blog. I'll be honest. I'm actually not even 100% sure sort of like how much content we're putting out. I know we're trying to ramp that up again, but, what's your best piece of advice when it comes to that?
When it comes to what specifically?
Content, where do you want to place the content for SEO?
I think that more than ever, having like an omnipresence on social, on your website should have good content. Third party validation is huge, especially in the AI space. So for example, I use us as a case study. So I regularly publish an attorney at law magazine, Attorney at Work, other trade magazines, legal marketing blog, I'm publishing there. So all of these, putting content on third party sites as well as our own site, is creating a web of authority and a web of content that Google sees, and I think boosts our website's organic authority more. So my short answer is you should be posting everywhere you can.
Everywhere.
That's right.
Well, so there were some, we used to use a few things that we were members of a few like organizations that would then link back to the firm, or, you know, we paid sponsorships and some stuff back in the day that was ranking well. Avvo is like the easiest example of that, where like,
sure.
Avvo 10 years ago was hot, right? I mean, they had commercials on TV. I mean, they were doing everything it took. And then, I don't know, they get bought out by Martindale and they just like shut it. Right. It's essentially like non-existent. But the question that's come up around here is like, hey, with this sort of change in the AI overview, like, do we need to be back on Avvo? Like, do we need to like retool this? Like, make sure everyone's got a profile. Like, is it going to pull that content? Or is it still deemed irrelevant, you know?
So I can't speak to it directly. I do know that Chris Dreyer of Rankings has been speaking about this publicly, that Avvo is important again. Any third-party validation, right? Like the super lawyers placement, the Avvo placement, profiles you can have on directories, right, seem to be moving the needle when it comes to AI overviews and getting in them. What we're seeing is schema markup, which we might be getting a bit technical, in the content is a huge factor in getting featured in the AI overviews. I've A/B tested our own content, published an article, for example, this is kind of meta level, on AIO for lawyers, artificial intelligence optimization for lawyers, without schema, let it sit for a week. It's nowhere to be found. I add schema. 9 hours later, I look and we're number one in the Google AI overviews. So it seems to me, just from my basic testing, that schema markup is helping Google, specifically Google Gemini, return and surface content in its results.
And when you say schema markup, what do you like? Just what does that mean for like a layperson?
For a layperson, it's code that hides on a web page with content on it that tells machines what it's about.
Okay. So okay, and
the user doesn't. So you would use schema for you to notify the bot that you are a legal service provider.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting. So it's like, you know, I know like when I first started the firm, I built our first website. It was trash. Sure. But I, you know, you do what you got to do, right?
As they are.
With what you have. And I made it on Wix, right? Sure. And you'd upload a photo and then you would have to like label the photo, right? And so you'd be like, you know, you could just have it be like pick 1, 2, 3, but then like there's no value to that. Like the user interface, you don't see that. Like you don't hover your mouse and see pick 1, 2, 3. And I seem to recall, you know, reading somewhere like, hey, why don't you label it something helpful? You know, is that kind of like a similar context here as to what you mean by the markup schema? Like that?
I would say it's in the same ballpark insofar as the website visitor does not see it, but it's important for SEO.
Fair enough.
But what you're referring to, I think, is an alt tag on the image.
Is that what it was? Okay.
It should be optimized. We're still doing that. I think it's a weak SEO signal, but why not? It's low hanging fruit.
Sure.
Schema is a little more technical than that, but it's similarly not visible to the reader. But when a Google bot or a LLM bot is crawling your website or scraping your website for its content, in the case of the LLM, it will see that alt tag and the schema as well.
Okay. So I heard, you know, we talked about SEO. I heard you talking about AIO and GEO. What is that?
So the industry hasn't settled on a term, right? It's been really difficult from an optimization standpoint for us as to how to get in front of people. AIO being an acronym for artificial intelligence optimization. So you're optimizing content and websites for AI overviews, specifically in Google, and to appear as citations in queries on ChatGPT or Claude or Perplexity or Gemini. GEO, I think, is a competing acronym, Generative Engine Optimization, which is similarly getting your content to appear in the generative engines, chatbots, ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, etc. As I alluded to earlier, there's a lot of confusion and disagreement in the industry as to whether it's really a separate discipline from traditional SEO.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it seems like, but from my perspective, it's more of a layperson's perspective.
Sure.
It seems like, what are we talking about here? And for how long are we making this distinction, right? So, I mean, what, the AI overview, how old is that? 6 months?
I think closer to a year, but it's new, to your point.
Right. So where are we going to be in 2 years?
That's right.
And that was 1 year. Like, is Google just going to, is it just going to be the AI overview and presenting the results in a manner in which the interface is, you know, the user likes, you know?
Sure. I mean, I think we're also like falling prey a little bit to this hype cycle. ChatGPT comes out, what, 3 years ago now? First of all, I thought we were out of business. I looked at my wife and I was like, I'm going to have to go take the Colorado bar. I'm not licensed. Yeah. Right. I was like, because Lexicon's over, so I have to go practice law now. Luckily that didn't happen. We're actually doing better than ever. But the hype cycle initially was how everyone's going to start searching everything on ChatGPT. The last statistic I saw was 2% of searches are happening on ChatGPT. People are still using Google. So to say we have to completely throw out all old guidance on how to optimize is a little crazy and premature at this point. That said, I think like what we're seeing in practice is consumer behavior moving to a hybrid model in search. Maybe it'll start informationally. Like, let's say someone has a family law issue. They might start looking for information on ChatGPT and have a conversation with it about their issue. But when it comes time to actually finding a lawyer, they're still going to Google.
That's right.
That said, they're still getting these AI overviews at the top. Right?
Right.
So if the query becomes, how do we divide marital property in Louisiana? They're not going to get a lawyer answer right away. Or they're not going to go to a lawyer's website right away.
But for at the now. Bottom,
at, yeah, exactly. At a, the bottom of the funnel, when they say, who's the best family law attorney in New Orleans? That's when they're going to go to Google.
Right. And I also think it can work in the inverse. Right. Yep. And so from my use, chat, I don't search on ChatGPT. Yep. I've used ChatGPT to create an itinerary for my wife and I in Napa, with varied success, you know, highs and lows. But if I were out there doing it myself, I would have had varied success of high and lows. I'm like, I like this, I don't like that. Right. So, you know, slight phantom, there was like two places where I'm like, well, that's not real. That sounds like a great vineyard.
Is that right?
That didn't exist. But where I find ChatGPT has its real purpose is in detail overview of you know, deep research. And so, so which maybe doesn't translate to law quite as much, but you know, you Google, you get a general like Google response, and now you can go to ChatGPT and be like, okay. What are these terms? Explain these
sure.
to me. Outline it for me. And now overlay, you know, this other element. And that's where ChatGPT, I think, really shines. And be like, oh yeah, well, you know, and I think my wife and I were just talking about this as we were researching something. I said, I think you have to be careful with ChatGPT because it's trained to speak in a very authoritative, natural way. And so it's very easy for the user to be convinced that this is true.
Sure.
Because of that natural language, right? And it doesn't use a lot of caveats and like, well, instead it's like, well, no, this is, you're right, you should be asking this question, and you're absolutely right, because it's being trained to speak like it was me giving this. And so you know, so we were researching, I was like, well, there's a lot of language in here that's dangerous. You know, I think that this is a good starting point. And then you go, and then like you said, then you go back to Google, and now these two sort of interplay together. But I think we're really on the infancy of a lot of this stuff too. And
absolutely.
So you know, how long before ChatGPT is implementing a search function, sure, and how long before Google is really taking an AI overview and just migrating into one system. And that's when I think everything will be turned upside down, and guys like you and I are going to have to be like, you know. And so what I'm doing here is saying, look, let's not start from scratch when that happens. Sure. Why don't we position ourselves now so that when I think that will happen in the next 2 years is my hunch, based on absolutely jack shit. Like, I have nothing to base that assumption on other than just like, you know, I have a hunch. I'm pretty good with hunches. Sure. You know, when that does happen, where are we going to be? So I guess my question is, what do I need to do as a law firm now so that when Google releases its latest update, yeah, and AI seems to be coming to the forefront as opposed to what it is now, like, what do we have to do to be ready for that?
So there are a couple things. I'm going to reference Chris Dreyer of Rankings.io again, because he spoke to this at the conference I attended in the fall, and he had an interesting position on it that I happen to agree with, which is that the firms that are dominating AI right now are going to own their markets for the next decade. I think there's a lot of inertia in terms of getting yourselves. So this is like the early mover moment. Optimize today for AI to look at your firm as an authority in your market, right? Like, optimize, like, do not do, like, don't wait a year to see where everything lands. Start optimizing for AI as it sits now, because these systems, they're improved in an iterative fashion, right? So like, if you're ranking in ChatGPT and Google AI overviews now, even as they change, they're not going to change drastically. They're going to be built on the previous version of the system. So now is the time to optimize for AI overviews for AI search.
And is that what Lexicon legal content, is that what you guys are doing? That's like your value add. Like, this is, that's, well, where you shine, you know, rather.
Sure. You know. We've been around for almost 15 years now. So we've evolved in this industry as the industry has changed. I mean, when we started out, we were pumping out 500 word blogs like it was nobody's business about what to do after a car accident. And back then it worked. Drop the keyword in the content 4 times, link back to the homepage, have a contact us link, drop some information to prove that you're local. Like, if you were in St. Louis, talk about the Arch. I don't know. Right. And that worked back then, right? It has gotten, the job that we do has changed so much. And I, when I say that, I didn't know we'd be in business in 3 years. 3 years ago, it's true. We now are creating content for humans. We're creating much better, much more, much deeper, much more comprehensive content. And we are now working on creating a system that is intended to get our law firm clients to show up in the AI overviews. Part of the problem with all of this is they're very volatile. If you go to ChatGPT and ask for the top best personal injury lawyers in New Orleans, you're going to get 10 different lists if you do it 10 times.
Right.
Right. That's, so that's like making guarantees in this space is very difficult right now, but we're using ourselves as test subjects, and we've had a lot of success getting ourselves into the AI overviews, and we're flipping that and turning that around and using and doing that for our clients.
If I run that search through ChatGPT, like Google, is it going to base results on anything related to the user? Meaning like Google is going to serve you results for what it truly, Google's agnostic in a certain way. Like it wants to provide for you relevant by location, you know, things of that nature. Is ChatGPT going to be as equally agnostic, or is it right now, or does it know I'm in New Orleans and so it wants to get me, you know, within a radius or anything like that?
Certainly knows your IP address, but I don't know if it has local results the way Google does. I can't speak to that. I've been more interested in the volatility of it, because like, how do you optimize for something that's volatile, right? That's been my curiosity. Like, what are the signals that the LLMs are looking at that are causing the LLMs to surface certain websites and others? And it, to me, in my anecdotal experience, it hasn't mattered what part of the country or world that I'm in when I'm using these tools.
Interesting. Okay. So, well, I had a really great question. It was a zinger, and you're going to love it, but I lost it. it's gone.
Oh no.
You know,
oh, no.
Let's talk. So when you talked about like LSAs, you know, kind of got this triggered in my mind of one of our initiatives this year is expanding outside of our principal office, because our principal office, we're in downtown New Orleans and there's 10 other law firms in this building. And sure. So is that something where, you know, have you have experience with that or that you advise on through Lexicon about, I've seen a lot of chatter about, you know, no, you need to be opening these regional offices, you know, et cetera.
I'm going to speak to this. We have had a lot of success creating hyper-local pages for our clients. I can't speak to the value of having an actual physical presence in that space because I'm not an SEO, like I'm not a search engine optimizer. That being said, I can see based on the principles that I understand that having a physical space as a satellite office in your adjacent suburb or town or the next Metairie for you, I don't know.
Sure. That is Metairie.
Is that right? Good guess for me. I don't know it that well down there. I can see why Google would look at you as a more authoritative entity for the Google search Metairie attorney if you did have a satellite office.
Right.
Rather than just creating content and doing it from your office in New Orleans.
Right. Okay. All right. So how does a law firm, so when a law firm's linking up with you, how's that process work?
We do have an intake process. People, we ask questions. What's your practice about? What kind of cases would you like to pursue? What terms would you rank for? Are you working with an SEO agency that we can coordinate our efforts with? And then we align on those goals and start creating content intended to rank the website for the target keywords.
So you work with existing SEO companies. You're not replacing those companies. You're augmenting.
No. No, often there's a three-party relationship there. We also do a lot of work with agencies as a white label partner. So you could be working with a law firm marketing agency receiving content from Lexicon and not even know it.
Fair enough. We could be right now.
Right now you could. Who are you working with? Let me know.
We could be. I don't know if they're outsourcing that or not. I don't know if they're white labeling it or, okay. Well, all right. Well, this is fascinating stuff. I'm excited to see where some of this goes. Last tidbit for, you know, law firm owner out there, what do they need to know right now? What's like the one piece of information they need to know before they walk away here?
Do not fall behind in content marketing today. One of the biggest factors that I've seen personally for getting your website ranked in AI is content freshness. So you can't rest on your laurels right now and say, oh, we've been doing great. We created 200 blogs and 300 pages over the past 5 years, and we're ranking number one for a high value keyword. Content freshness is a huge ranking factor. You got to feed the beast, so to speak. The LLMs want to ingest content. Google wants to ingest content and is looking for new information. So make sure you're creating content regularly and publishing.
Love it. Well, that's all great. I'm going to reach out to my agency right now and see if we're working with Lexicon, because we might be. I'm going to ask them. And if not, you know, I can put you guys in touch. Well, thanks for coming on Above the Legal Limit. I love hearing about Lexicon legal content. If you're a law firm owner out there or you're an SEO agency or, you know, how can they get in touch with you?
You can email me directly, david@lexiconlegalcontent.com. You can easily find us on social. Go to our website, lexiconlegalcontent.com.
I love it. All right. Hey, thanks for coming on Above the Legal Limit. It was great talking to you and great hearing about
it. My pleasure. This was great. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for joining me today on Above the Legal Limit. If you enjoyed the show and you want to hear more about business and law, hit that subscribe button. If you didn't like the show, keep it to yourself. Remember, there's no limit to what we can achieve. We will see you next week. Until then, even though we're above the legal limit, let's drive safely. Cheers, everyone.